One, two, three guests of the day today. Two, join me now, and we'll talk to the Fayette County Fair Queen coming up in just a little bit. However, he came runner-up in the Delaware County Fair Queen contest back in 1999. Was that right, Chad? Am I getting the year right?
No, you're off a little bit.
Okay, but, it was earlier. No, I'm kidding. Chad Robinson with us, Suicide Prevention Coalition member. Next to him, Mr. Dave Grandin, back with us. After you came here once before, and you decided to come back, huh?
Yeah. You weren't too hard on me.
No, I try not to be. It's the third time you're here. Let's talk a little bit about some important subject matter. Healthy Delaware County Coalition and Delaware County Suicide Prevention Coalition. It is May Mental Health Month, gentlemen. Let's talk about what you guys do. Chad, I'm going to start with you.
All right. Well, I am here representing the Delaware County Suicide Prevention Coalition, and I just like to attend the meetings and learn about different ways and strategies that we can reach out to those that might be struggling in the community, letting them know the resources that we have available for them, just so that mm-hmm. we can be there to help.
And Dave, same question to you, kind of with who you represent and you're part of this here.
Sure, thanks. I'm here representing the Healthy Delaware County. That's kind of a rebrand. Healthy Delaware County is a grassroots coalition that focuses on bringing together different organizations and community members with a passion for one common goal. And they recently rebranded from the Delaware County Drug Abuse Coalition to Healthy Delaware County, and it now includes brain health mm-hmm. as part of our mission, which is why Mental Health Awareness Month is important to us. I'm a fairly new member of the coalition. I've only been attending since we launched Celebrate Recovery, or just before we launched Celebrate Recovery in March. But this is a group of people who get right down at it mm-hmm. and get to work and are getting some great things done in our community. And so Healthy Delaware County strives to promote the health and well-being of the community by addressing issues that are related to things like substance abuse and brain health and other co-occurring issues that focus on healthy choices, on mm-hmm. the resources available, and on collaborative efforts to improve the quality of life in Delaware County.
And Chad, I see you're wearing your bright orange t-shirt there. We're going to put a picture of you guys on the web here in a little bit. That's something that the school has done recently. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I actually drive school bus for West Delaware, and something that they did to, I guess, throw their hat in the ring was to purchase a bunch of shirts for the staff and then the kids, and we would get emails every, I don't know if it's every other week, but mm-hmm. it would just try to get everyone on staff to wear these shirts to bring awareness to it. Yeah, they're bright, they're nice, and I really enjoy that they are doing this.
Well, it's kind of a walking billboard for what you guys are talking about, right? Being kind to your mind and brain health and everything. Mm-hmm. Now, with it being May, we're at the midpoint of the month. Let's talk a little bit about the brain health and the Suicide Prevention Coalition and everything. A little bit about what you guys are doing in the community for this month. Chad, I'll start with you.
Okay, so this month, yeah, we've just had a meeting, and we just want to eliminate suicide. We want to connect community members to the services that are right here in our backyard. And our current focus for this year in this area are the youth and males and farmers, mm-hmm. which is the main reason I really got involved more. I am also a farmer and a male, and I just want to be there for those guys, because sometimes it's a lot harder to, you know, maybe talk to their wives or whatever when yeah. they're struggling with some bills on the farm or whatever. But if they can just talk to another guy that might relate a little bit, you know, there might be a little bit more hope to come from some training, you mm-hmm. know, that mm-hmm. I've gotten. So, yeah.
And Dave, same question to you from your guys' perspective, and you kind of bring the ministerial side a little bit of this, too.
A little
too.
Bit of that as well, yeah. Well, currently we're focusing on raising awareness of the efforts in the county and running a marijuana campaign that's directed at the parents and mm-hmm. not so much at the youth, to find out, you know, what they're doing mm-hmm. out there. And so at the table with the coalition, there's law enforcement, there's education, there's healthcare and public health and prevention, you know, to name a few. So the focus there around mental health is substance abuse mm-hmm. as well.
I want to talk about how people can get involved here, because you guys said you meet on the regular, but it's certainly open for everybody to be a part of this and have that conversation too, Chad.
Yeah, the Suicide Prevention Coalition meets the second Tuesday of each month from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. on Level 3 of Regional Medical Center. This is open to the public. It's free for you to come and check out. No purchase necessary. And
results may vary. Alaska, Hawaii, Puerto Rico, and stuff like that.
But we definitely need your help. Mm-hmm. And so if you feel called to step up and help, we would love to see you there.
And Dave, I'm going to pose the same question to you. And you know, Chad told you got involved because of your farming background. Mm-hmm. I'll put the farm director hat on at the end of the interview real quick. But before we get there, Dave, why did you get involved and why people need to get involved?
You know, I got involved in this because we saw a need in our community to address an area that was kind of not being addressed mm-hmm. by the churches, to engage with folks who are really struggling with mental health, with things like discouragement, depression. Mm-hmm. You know, life's hard. It's been hard off and on since the pandemic. The pandemic was really hard on us. We all want to move past that, but a lot of us haven't moved past some of the things that went on mm-hmm. in our minds since then. And so Healthy Delaware County meets the fourth Tuesday of every month from 11:30 to 12:30 at the Sunshine Center, which is a house right across the street from Our Savior Lutheran here in Manchester. Okay. And so there's about a dozen people usually that are at that table for the Healthy Delaware County Coalition. Mm-hmm. And we just share information and encourage one another to keep engaging in the community, that there are people out there that need our help and we can make a difference in their lives.
If people want more information and learn more, Chad, I'll start with you. How can they get a hold of you guys to be a part of it? Or I'll turn to Dave. Dave, if people want more information, how can they get a hold of you guys?
Well, healthydelco.com. All right, is a good website. There's a Facebook page, Healthy Delaware County. They can connect through the social media avenues. That's probably as quick a way as any, because best response probably.
Yeah. Now, Chad, you get the last question. From a farming standpoint, are you done planting this season?
No.
How many more days until you're done?
That depends on the weather, of course, but I am hoping one more good day to finish putting the soybeans in the ground.
I'm saying, next time you guys have a meeting, have it out there on the farm. Yeah. Just put everybody behind the wheel or something.
Might have to. But the way to get a hold of the Suicide Prevention Coalition, we could email Jessica Pape at jessica@heartlandyfc.org. Or check us out on Facebook. You know, the Suicide Prevention Coalition of Delaware County is a great way. They just do an awesome job, mm-hmm. the leaders of this. It's really awesome to be a part of. And they're planning on a walk, awareness walk here coming up in September.
Gotcha. So, well, you guys will keep us in the loop on that, and we'll spread the word. Anything else we need to add before we part ways, gentlemen?
No, thanks for the time this morning.
Well, thank you guys for coming in this morning. I appreciate it. Kind of adjusting on the fly. We were supposed to have a bigger group, but two people called out sick this morning, so we're making it work. So.
Yeah, the two leaders did, and so they
ironically,
called in the rookies, and here we go.
The two leaders couldn't come today, so they sent the B and C team. So, Dave, thank you so much for coming in. Good to see you. Real quick reminder, Celebrate Recovery. Give everybody the quick when, where on that, too,
6
please.
6 p.m. Monday nights at Christ Community Church, which is 205 East Howard Street.
And then Chad Robinson, if you need somebody to help you haul a wagon or anything in the field, where can they come get you?
I'm around.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for the time and best of luck. And keep us in the loop on stuff, all right?
All right, great.
We're
going to
take
Justin.
A break. You're going to see their smiling faces on our website shortly at kmch.com. We have some fair royalty to talk to, and we will do that next.
This summer.